Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having us, Kyle.
So, first of all, just tell people what is Healthy Families Oregon and talk about the Douglas, Klamath, and Lake components.
Yeah, so Healthy Families is part of a multi-site state program, and we're accredited by Healthy Families America. And Healthy Family America is the flagship program of Prevent Child Abuse America, which is the oldest and largest organization committed to the prevention of child maltreatment. So really the mission of Healthy Families is to reduce child abuse and neglect in our communities and help strengthen families to raise securely attached, curious children who continue to learn and grow when they reach kindergarten. We've actually been in Oregon for over 30 years and in Douglas County for 24 years. And we are a free and in-home voluntary evidence-based parent support program. So we support families in positive parenting, healthy growth and development for all families expecting or parenting newborn through 3 years old.
So how long have you been leading this?
I have been the regional program manager for just about almost 5 years now.
And how long have you been with the whole organization?
I've been with UKEN just over 6 years.
Okay. So what was your background that led you to this?
Well, I worked in different settings, like informal child settings. I was with Wildlife Safari. And then when I had my own child, I decided to take some time off and went back to school and received my master's. And after I got my master's, I applied for this position and didn't get it, but got hired on at UKEN. And then about a year and a half later, the individual who did get this position left to pursue other opportunities, and they asked me to apply.
So talk about the types of families you're helping here with this program.
Yeah, so the families that we serve actually have to go through what we call, it's an MBQ, and it's a risk assessment. So what we look at is those risk factors that are associated with child abuse and neglect. And if there's multiple risk factors, there's a higher probability of child abuse and neglect. So we're not saying that these families, because they have these risk factors, are going to abuse their children. We're saying that these factors are there, so we want to come in and help support these families. So we look at things like late or no prenatal care, because that's where bonding attachment happens, marital status, their education, age if they're a teen parent, their employment and financial stability, depression, anxiety, relationship strains, drug and alcohol or substance abuse, and their social supports. Because if you look at just being a single parent, your child is three times more likely to be a victim of child abuse and neglect than a child from a two-parent family.
Wow.
And I'm a single mom, so that's a very scary statistic to me. But when you add in, you know, maybe housing insecurity or employment insecurity and income, and then maybe some mental health, anxiety, depression, substance abuse, you can see how these factors can really just compound on a family. So that's what we look at. We identify those families who have those high risk factors. And when we work with them, we also find out their resiliencies and their opportunities for growth. We look at their growth, their protective factors. What do they have in their life that are really protecting them? So do they have a good, strong support system? Can we help them get a support system? What is their bounce back? And we kind of build upon those areas and opportunity for growth. And Healthy Families, even though it's evidence-based and we do specific activities at specific times and we do a lot of different tools, we take all of those and what information we learn about the individual family and we create their own individual plan. So we actually can be very specific to each family on what we need to work with.
So it's not definitely not like a cookie-cutter approach to
this. It is not a cookie-cutter approach at all.
And all of these families obviously are different now. So this sounds like it's all pretty much one-on-one.
It is. We all do direct home visiting. So it's one-on-one home visiting. And we are with families. We start prenatally up to 3 months old. And then we continue with a family through their third birthday. The reason we stop starting families after 3 months is because we've done so many tools and assessments and things happen before that 3 month. It's unfortunately part of the evidence-based portion of the program.
Wow. And so this is going on not just here, but a national, whole national thing.
Yeah, there's healthy families actually in every county in Oregon except for Lincoln County, which right now is actually requesting funding in this funding cycle to start up a healthy family. And how we were put together just like the hubs. So I oversee Douglas, Klamath, and Lake County. I have a supervisor in Klamath County, and she has one staff. She's a part-time 32-hour staff in Lake County. I have three positions in Klamath County with one open position, and then I have a supervisor here in Douglas County who has five positions and two are open.
And how do you work with part of the program being so far away?
We do a lot of Teams and a lot of Zoom. I also go over to those areas. Not during the season. I don't want to mess with weather and getting stuck anywhere. But I do go over there and spend a few days just working with the staff. But we actually have a weekly regional meeting that we do, and we have another monthly meeting that we do. So we connect all the time. Teams, Zoom, a lot. There's a lot of connection there.
And while a lot of people would look at Douglas County as being rural, when you look at Klamath and Lake especially, the opportunities for help and service and getting connected with people are probably kind of rare.
Yes. When we're looking at Lake County, which is very frontier, my staff over there, she has families that are actually in Lakeview and then families which are 2 hours away out in Christmas Valley. So she does travel quite a bit to see those families, but because there's limited resources, they really are in need of that social support and the knowledge, information that she brings.
Well, and from knowing some people who've lived over that direction in years past, I mean, socialization even in itself for some of those locations, even if you weren't having any issues, is its own kind of hard thing to do.
Yes, it is. So every quarter, sometimes more often, we do host parent groups. Feels like it's every month because one's happening in Douglas and then one's happening in Klamath, so they kind of bounce off each other. So we do host parent groups. So we get our parents together, and we hope that they can form support systems within each other. And they get to meet children who are about the same ages. So sometimes that's really fun to see. In Lake County, she does them also in Lakeview and in Christmas Valley. And we also partner with a lot of other organizations like Take Root Parenting for parenting classes out there and even in Douglas County and for like the community baby shower with HCSO and stuff.
So a lot of connections there and a lot of work. Now, the people that are involved, like your staff, what kind of background do they have that qualifies them to do this kind of work?
Yeah, so most of my staff has or is working on an associate's or a bachelor's in early childhood education. My staff in Lake County actually has a master's. She was the director of Head Start. And when she saw that what this program did and saw that it's so important to be with families in that 0 to 3, because it is when children are at the most vulnerable and it's when there's the most brain development, she said, I'm going to come over and come out of retirement to do this program, which was amazing. So they do have early childhood education. We work on getting our infant mental health endorsements. In healthy families, before they even can really start working with families, they have to go through about 100 hours of training that they do online through Zoom and shadowing and one-on-one training with the supervisor. So there's a lot of training that's involved before they even get out into the field.
Well, and obviously those first 3 years, I mean, it's been a while since my kids that yelled, but you just think about how quickly they change, how quickly they form, and positive or negative, some of those things, the traits that are learned, their awareness to adults' behavior around them, can impact them for a very long time, good or bad.
Yes, and that before 3 years old is actually when our brain is doing our most development. It's when we're learning how to maintain and have good bonding and attachment with and secure attachments with others. And it's also when children are at their most risk. About 70% of all child abuse and neglect cases are with children under the age of 4. So, I mean, it's a really high risk category for child abuse and maltreatment. So it's really the time we want to get in there. We want to teach parents how to have these good relationships with their babies, how to have strong attachments, how to work on their development in order to create securely attached children who grow up to be securely attached kindergartners and securely attached adults.
All right, Colleen May Moore, when we come back, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at Inside Douglas County, from News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. And on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County program, we're going to be talking about the topic as well. And our guests are going to be from Farah of Roseburg. Colleen May is in here today from Healthy Families Oregon in Douglas, Klamath, and Lake. Part of a statewide organization, a national component to that as well. Now, how do you get connected to these families? How do they get referred to you to begin with?
So in Douglas County, one of our greatest partners here is Mercy Medical Center. Every child who is born in Mercy Medical Center receives a consent to contact with a brochure about healthy families. And they can say, do I want to know more about the services or not? And I'm currently also the eligibility screener for Douglas County. So then I give them a call up and we talk about services. I screen them and then we see if they are a fit for the program. Another great thing we have, because UCAN has so many child services programs. We have home visiting nurses, WIC, Healthy Start, Healthy Families, Early Head Start, and Head Start. We actually have a core meeting every single week. And we get referrals from the hospitals, doctor's offices, or individuals can put in a self-referral. And we go through them and we identify which program would be the best for them. And then we have that program reach out to them. Just because some programs have specific, age guidelines and things like that. So where would this child fit? What are they looking for? And we do it that way. So anyone can refer themselves to Healthy Families.
But certainly in the process of having a baby and backing up to that, the medical folks probably can observe a lot of things and have a real good idea if some help might be needed.
Yes, they do. It's great because the nurses can also put in a core referral. So sometimes the family will request services. Complete a consent to contact for us to reach out to them, and the nurses will also do a core referral. We also work with Community Uplift and just really a lot of community partners around. We also get referrals directly from child welfare. That does happen, and so we want to make sure that those families are kind of taken in under our wings, and we can help support them in any way we can.
So you go up to age 3, right?
We go through age 3. Unfortunately, we do have to start services before the child is 3 months old.
Okay. Now, what happens when they kind of age out of your help?
That is actually perfect. At about 6 months before they age out, we start creating a transition plan with the family on what is their next step. Are they going to go into Head Start? Are they going to go to Family Development Center or Preschool Promise? And we actually help them with the applications, make sure they're following up that their applications are in, and we guide them through that next step. So they are. We make sure before they leave us, they already have a plan in place on what they're going to do.
Because after investing all this work, both on their end and your end, and hopefully seeing the progress forward and knowing what needs to still be worked on, because not everybody can, solve every problem in 3 years or 2.5 years, whatever. You don't want to just, bye, good luck.
No, we make sure that there is a plan in place and we can get release of information. ROIs, release of information from our families, and we can actually reach out to the agency they're going through and being like, this is what we're working on, this is where we are, and they can pick up right where we kind of left off. So it's a really amazing community we have here in Douglas County.
So how is all this funded?
We are actually funded through the ELD. We're actually going to become part of the Department of early learning and care, which is a new department they're making up at the state legislature. And I'm also funded through McVie, which is a federal funding source. It's maternal, infants, and early childhood home visiting. So that's one of my federal funders. And about 4 days every quarter, we actually earn our own money through Medicaid. So we record what we're doing, and if it is Medicaid like billable, we can actually bill Medicaid.
But so you've got a lot of work just keeping track of all those pieces.
Yeah. Yeah, there's quite a bit of funding, different budgetaries, and you know, a lot to take track of, keep track of, a lot of budgets.
Now, what are some of the challenges you've been seeing in your work, especially going through the pandemic and coming on this side?
You know, we actually started going back into homes, I think, a little bit earlier than some of the other Healthy Families programs did. You know, we started doing medical health, you know, checklist, making sure that they were all well and we were well and still wearing masks. But our home visitors really wanted to get back into those homes. It's the best way that we can help support those families and see what's going on. We've noticed that there's a lot more isolation. Mental health and mental health concerns really are on the rise. And substance abuse, and I think what's going on with fentanyl and all the other drugs out there, it's really becoming scary, you know, because we don't. That's really scary. So I think those are really the big things. I think our families are also just becoming a lot more complex in, you know, what's going on. You know, instead of our typical, you know, five or six on our new baby questionnaires, risk factors, we're getting eight, nines, and tens a lot more now. So we're just seeing those a lot more risk factors compounded on top of each other.
Now, do these parents oftentimes, have they had challenging upbringings themselves?
Absolutely. Most of our families have very high ACEs scores, and ACEs are adverse childhood experiences. So, you know, they've experienced child abuse and neglect themselves. They have been witnesses to domestic violence, been part of that. And I will say the families who accept Healthy Family Services want to do more for their families. They're amazing parents in the fact that they're putting in all this work because they want better for their kids. They don't want their kids raised in the household that they did. A lot of them, you know, when we're doing our resiliency talks with them, they go, I was spanked and I don't want to spank. I want to learn different ways. I don't want to do this. This is what happened to me and I don't want it. And that, I think, is one of the most amazing things, that these families really want that support and they really want the best for their children.
And sometimes in that cycle, it's a while before people realize that what happened in their upbringing isn't the norm. That, you know, that was all they knew. And then they start interacting with other people, or maybe they're getting ready to become parents. They see some of their friends that are parents, and then they see backgrounds that are so very different. And then they realize that, wait a second, we got some things to figure out here.
Yeah, and we always say, you know, a lot of our families, this is what they grew up, this is what they knew, this is how they were raised. And when we come in and we provide them information, we don't come in and tell them what to do. But we say, hey, you know, here are some suggestions. What would work for you? Let's follow up on it. Can we modify it? And, you know, you don't know what you don't know, and you can't get in trouble for not knowing what you don't know. So we just always say, you know, you just didn't know, and that's okay. That's why we're here. We're going to help give you that information.
Wow. So a lot going on. Now, if somebody wants to find out more about what you are doing, or maybe in hearing this either live or on the podcast, they realize there's people in their life or neighbors or whatever that maybe you could qualify and could use some help, how do they get connected?
Well, you can always do a self-referral on the UCAN website, and it's ucancap.org. And if you go to need help, and then go down to family and child development, and then it says home visiting, and then it goes our process, and it's an online referral application. So that's a great way if you want to refer yourself to any of the child services programs at UCAN. We also have information on our UCAN website. But I'm also going to say we're going to be at some really great events this week. Tomorrow we are going to be at Heroes Day at Douglas Cares. We're also going to be at the Community Baby Shower, which is happening at Roseburg High School on Saturday the 22nd. And we're going to be at Celebrate Children on Saturday the 29th.
All right, Colleen May from Healthy Families, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.